people say to me, Bill! And I say, yeah? And they say, look out! And I go, oh, no! But also they say to me, Bill, how can you condone the use of hallucinogenics? And I say, well, we only use 10% of our brain capacity. Why not expand that 10% to its fullest potential? Great writers and artists over the years have used psychoactive substances to try and achieve a higher level of consciousness. For example, Aldous Huxley took the drug mescaline and then chronicled his experience in the book The Doors of Perception. Now, I don't actually think that's the first thing he wrote. He probably wrote, my brain is melting 10,000 times. But it was the it was the book that the critics latched onto, you know. Imagine that, we only use 10% of our brain capacity. I mean, that is probably a bit generous. You know, there's probably some great genius like Stephen Hawking on 70-80%. It's all the rest of us dragging the average down. What's an average day? Bumble around, come home, do the lottery, prepare a rudimentary snack, watch Gladiators. What's that? 1.5-2% tops, isn't it? Imagine your brain is a vast factory full of state-of-the-art equipment, right? The only sign of life on there at the moment is the light on in a warm pie shelf in the canteen.
Pie.
No? Right? If we don't use that 90%, then Mother Nature will step in and say, look, I'm going to take it off you. Yeah? Evolution will take a hold. And we'll be whittled down to the 10% we actually need. So we won't need a big head, otherwise we'll have a little brain rattling around in there like a walnut in a tumble dryer. We'll have a tiny little head, one massive eye, there, like that. No arms, just a giant finger for working the remote, the microwave, and pointing at menus. Giant tongue like a naan bread, like that. And this arm will have developed into a large, wide, tray-like appendage to make it easy to eat takeaways in the street. It's a nightmare vision, all right? Don't get scared. People say to me, Bill, what's your view on drugs? I say, it's like an angel's wing.